It's going great. You know, this is a fun event. This is my second opportunity I've had to host, or not host, but you know, give out an award for the Gatorade 2011 Athlete of the Year. And you know, it's just a great award, a great ceremony. These kids have not only done spectacular things on the field, but in the classroom and in their community. And Gatorade goes out and finds them and finds the best. You know, these kids are great, not only at sports, but they're you know, had a chance to meet them, and they're all great people too. So. It's a great event and a lot of fun for me.
Well, it's a very prestigious high school award. Six male athletes get elected each year and six female athletes as well, that you're out there to honor them as the presenter. You're also there with some big names. I guess Lisa Leslie is there, Jessica Mendoza. You're rubbing with the big wigs now, Matthew.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a chance to meet Kevin Love out here this at this event. Julio Jones is out here, Mark Herzlich, some great athletes and, you know, great people. So it's been a lot of fun, you know. It gives us a chance to interact with these high school kids and watch them when they're young pups and watch them grow into great high school or great college and pro athletes.
Well, it's so different now. I know you were a big baseball and football player, you know, playing in Texas. There, were you the Gatorade Player of the Year for Texas when you came out in 2006 or signed with Georgia, I should say?
I was the football player of the year for the state of Texas Gatorade Award. And you know, I still actually have it hanging in my house in Dallas. So, you know, it was definitely a prestigious award. It's one of a kind, and just happy to be a part of the family.
Well, that's great, Matthew. Great things, and a lot of top athletes around this country to get that prestigious award. Well, Matthew, let's move on a little bit to football. And you heard me say it. I think Detroit Lions fans, they're excited, bro. They've heard through the grapevine that you are shredded right now. Our own Gil Brandt says you're in the best shape of your life.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I put a lot of hard work in. Had that surgery earlier this offseason and spent 10 to 12 weeks in, you know, at the Andrews Institute down there in Pensacola working out with those trainers and rehab guys, and they got me right. And, you know, I just continued that throughout this process, even though the lockout's been, you know, obviously something that's inhibited our ability to work out as a team. I've been doing the best I can to be ready to go as an individual.
Well, can you take us through that process, Matthew, of that decision? We know about, obviously, the big hit by Julius Peppers. You come back, play in a couple more games, only three starts on the season. You let all that time elapse, and then you say, hey, I'm going to get this surgery. I want to get my shoulder tightened up, get it more compact. Take us through that process of what led to that decision.
Well, you know, after I heard it again in the Jets game, I wanted to give it a chance to rest and come down a little bit and then try and rehab it back. And, you know, I did everything I could in the last couple weeks of the season to try and get back for a game, and I just couldn't do it. And, you know, after the season, you know, I was still having trouble sleeping on it. I couldn't lay on my right side. And, you know, I knew at that point that the best decision for me was to have surgery. And, you know, I went in there, and Dr. Andrews did his thing, and then I put the hard work in afterwards, and, you know, it's paid off. I've been 100% healthy for a long time now, and I came back from it extremely quick, and, you know, I was lucky and blessed in that aspect of it, and hopefully I can carry that into a great season this year.
Well, do you feel, I got to believe you're antsy with this lockout. You haven't been able to go out there, practice, get the reps with the team through the OTAs, the mini camps, things like that, and then, you know, one, just to test your shoulder, I'm sure you feel confident, but to put it through the rigors of what you're going to be doing, you know, through a regular NFL season. Maybe talk about how you're motivated to get back in there and play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we held a couple week-long mini camps in Detroit this offseason to try and get guys back into the swing of things and help some of the rookies along. But you're exactly right. You know, until we put the pads on and the helmets on, you know, I'm not going to feel comfortable again. And I know once I do it, I will. I'm 100% confident in my shoulder right now. I feel great. Feel as good as I've ever felt. And, you know, I'm just excited, and hopefully this thing will get done sooner rather than later, and we can start playing football again.
Joined right now by the starting quarterback of the Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford, at a great event out there at the Renaissance Hollywood Hotel in California, the Gatorade High School Athlete of the Year Awards. Matthew Stafford was one of the presenters. And Matthew, for you, I guess, is that, when you hear that, because I live here in Motown, fans are excited. You know, they just feel, hey, if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, we've got a shot. They are excited about this team. But I guess for you personally, you know, all the critics that are saying, you know, things about you, hey, is he going to be healthy? Shoot, I heard him complaining when you threw down at the Georgia spring game. You know, they thought, hey, this guy's out there throwing the football. You know, for you, your expectations and probably the pressure just due to the anxiety of the fans here in Detroit. They are excited to see you line up underneath the center again.
Yeah, I'm excited too. You know, we did some great things through the draft, and hopefully when free agency opens up, we can add a couple more pieces and really go into this season fully loaded. And, you know, if we can do that and stay healthy, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. We have a ton of talent on offense and defense, and, you know, I'm just excited to get back out there and start, you know, playing a game that I love with my teammates.
Well, for you, that time off, do you feel there's going to be a rust period, you know, feeling it out where you got to work things in a little bit because you've had so much time off, even though you've been rehabbing from this shoulder surgery?
I think so, but I think that's where hard work comes in, and I know the guys on our team, and I know the character of my teammates, and we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that we're going out there and giving ourselves a chance to win every Sunday.
Well, what are your expectations of the run game? I know a lot of fans are excited about Mekel LaShore, big bruising back out of Illinois in a 230 range, and now you got a little thunder and lightning with Javad Best, and hopefully he's healthy again this season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I saw Javad a little bit earlier this offseason in one of our mini camps, and he looks great, and, you know, by all accounts, he's feeling better. And, you know, we saw Mekel as well, and, you know, that guy, he looks the part. And we're going to be able to, you know, create packages for both these guys to, you know, to succeed. And that's going to be our plan with rookies is, you know, they didn't get a full off season. So, you know, we got to make sure that we get the plans in that they're comfortable with and they can succeed in.
Well, what about for you? Do you feel all the pieces are in place? You look at the tight end position with Brandon Pettigrew. Sure, we know about Megatron. I mean, Calvin Johnson is just, you know, fantastic with how he plays. Nate Burleson, then you draft another young receiver in this year's draft. Do you feel all the pieces are in place for an offensive powerhouse team here in Detroit?
We have a lot of weapons. We do. You know, every year it's been getting better since I've been here, and it's very exciting. You know, we have a lot of good players, and not only good players, but young players that could be really good for a long time. And, you know, it's on us as players and coaches to go out there and get it done, and I feel confident we can do it.
Well, Matthew, I don't think you need to get revenge, but if I'm opposing quarterbacks going against your defense, I mean, I've said it numerous times on the air, I mean, quarterbacks may be leaving in body bags, bro. I mean, your defense, especially that line, can bring it. Maybe touch on just practice against guys like Kyle VandenBosch and Dominican Sue, and obviously the effort, the pride, and the physicalness that defense brings up front defensively for the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a very talented crew, and they're a very hardworking crew, you know, led by Kyle VandenBosch. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, and, you know, he's kind of, you know, spread that onto everybody, and they're working hard, and, you know, we're excited about it. You know, defense is a part of it, offense is a part of it, special teams is a part of it, and we got to put it all together to go out there and win some games.
Well, last question before we let you go, Matthew, and we appreciate your time. You know, for you in the offseason, do you break down other quarterbacks in the National Football League? What do you add to your repertoire? What sort of techniques are you looking to improve and that you've been focusing on?
Well, actually, you know, I haven't had to wait till the offseason. Unfortunately, the last 2 years have been, you know, able to watch some of these guys in game and you know, see how they conduct themselves and you know, just watch them play, some of the greats. You know, I had a chance to watch Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers is a great one now, and you know, some of the other quarterbacks that we've had chances to play against and try to take little pieces of their game and put it into mine, and hopefully it'll come out a winner.
Well, Matthew, thank you for your time. I'm glad the rehab is gone well, and I know Lions fans are excited to see you line up under center. Thanks for visiting us here on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and what a great event you participated tonight out there at the Gatorade High School Athlete of the Year Awards in Hollywood. Thanks for the time and checking in.
All right, thank you.
That's Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Detroit Lions.